As the conflicts in the Middle East intensify, alliances have had a strange way of shifting. Even the United States has found itself in some uneasy relationships. Militias that used to fight American forces in Iraq, like the Mehdi Army, are now fighting on the same side as the U.S., against the Islamic State. NPR's Alice Fordham reports from Baghdad that both sides are wary about who they are aligned with.
This is Sadr City, a sprawling Shiite suburb of Baghdad. This is where the Mahdi army, led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, fought bitterly against American forces, calling them occupiers. Things have changed. Now the Mahdi army has been rebranded the Peace Brigades, and it's fighting alongside Iraqi security forces against the Sunni extremists known as the Islamic State. American warplanes support their operations. But even here, not everyone's sure about militias playing such a big role. In a shop selling doves, canaries, and birdseed, I meet Abbas Naim, who volunteered for the peace brigades after swaths of Iraq fell to the Islamic State earlier this year. He's on leave from duties in Samarra, north of Baghdad.
Not everyone is as disciplined as the peace brigades.
They're just one of an array of Shiite militias fighting, he says, and others are more brutal. Many Sunnis here allege those Shiite militias kill innocent civilians. Naim doesn't want militias around forever.
When Iraq is liberated, the arms should be under the control of the government. Everyone should go back to his former life. You can't tell what will happen on the street. Maybe gangs.
Naim sells a little girl some birdseed. He'll be back with the fighters in a couple weeks. I had to meet Syed Ibrahim Jaber, the representative of Muqtada al-Sadr here in his stronghold. He agrees the militias are only a temporary solution.
God willing, when the war comes to an end, the weapons will stay in the hands of the government and the security forces.
It seems reasonable, and it's in line with American officials' views, but when I raise the fact that Sadr's militia and American air power are fighting on the same side, it becomes clear that he's still deeply hostile to the United States.
They want to come to Iraq another time, under the pretext of fighting the Islamic State fighters, in order to occupy Iraq. And the Iraqi people are aware of this.
Thus far, Sadr and other militia leaders have kept bolstering the feeble security forces under US air protection, but they draw the line at American boots on the ground. And on the American side, a huge headache of working with these Shiite militias is Iran. The Iranian Special Forces, called the Quds Force, are enormously influential in training and funding these groups, and their commanders are on the ground, directing the fight. Derek Harvey was a senior intelligence advisor to David Petraeus. He says there's a lot of history to overcome.
The Quds Force and the Shia militias, at the end of the day, you know, have actually killed more American service members and probably others than what we lost on 9/11 from Al-Qaeda. So we need to keep that in mind.
That doesn't mean Harvey's against working with them. He points out that the US fought the Japanese and then allied with them. But he says that for Iraq to beat the Islamic State and avoid being sucked back into sectarian conflict, it needs a non-sectarian army. The militias and the long shadow of Iran don't help.
Those two issues create some very significant problems in building an effective, non-sectarian Iraqi security force going forward.
So everyone's aware of the problems, but plenty of Iraqis fear these Shiite militias will become entrenched anyway. In Azawra Park in Baghdad one evening, I meet a Sunni housewife named Iman Hussein. She's from Diyala, a mixed province, and blames the Shiite militias for the growing violence there.
They trained a long time in Iran, and then they invaded Iraq and brought us nothing good.
What Iraq needs, she says, is to build trust between sects. And so far, the militias have done nothing to improve goodwill. Alice Fordham, NPR News.